Isidor Stern ist mein Name.
My name is Isidor Stern. I came to the Augarten Porcelain Manufactory after doing an apprenticeship as a porcelain and glass painter in Klagenfurt. Throughout the decades when I was a decorator at Augarten, I was always employed painting the borders on the rims. And connected with that, I did all the inscriptions and certain ornaments. So my special field of responsibility was what you might call graphics, monograms, logos and the like. And most especially inscriptions in various scripts and styles. To an outsider, painting gold or platinum borders on rims probably seems to be the simplest job of all. What you do is take a bottle of liquid gold, in which, for example, the liquid might be 25% pure gold. First of all, you shake the bottle and stir the liquid thoroughly, and then you pour some out onto a glass plate. Then you take the porcelain object, for example a plate, and put it on what we might call a rimmer's wheel. Looks more or less like a potter's wheel. Then you make sure the plate is centered so that it revolves in a perfect circle. And then you take a special brush, dip it into the liquid gold and press it onto the rim of the plate. Then you slowly turn the object on the wheel so that the gold is applied to the rim. Now, of course, applying the borders looks very simple, but in fact, like all the techniques used in our manufactory, it requires a lot of practice and great patience. It takes months of practice and experience to be able to do a good line or border in one steady movement. And that applies to the scripts as well, of course. You need great skill and enormous patience to perform these tasks, even though they look so simple. Yes, the Vienna rose motif looks so simple, but I've never managed to get it right. Well, I'm not a flower painter. As far as I know, the technique of porcelain painting hasn't really changed significantly over the centuries. Of course, we have thought up a few tricks to make applying the colors easier and quicker, but in principle, the process of painting has remained the same. 300 years ago, the colors were made as they are today, with metal oxides, which even then were ground on a glass plate and then mixed with turpentine. Actually, the only things that have changed are the kilns. Originally, they were fueled with wood, then with charcoal, and now the firing is done with gas or electricity. At Augarten, I also worked as a guide taking visitors around the manufactory, which on occasion has led to some really funny situations. Sometimes, for example, people cannot believe that something has really been done by hand, an animal for instance, or even just a beautiful line. It has often taken me considerable effort to explain how it is done and to convince the visitors that at Augarten everything is done by hand. Absolutely everything. Many people still believe that the decoration is applied with some kind of printing or transfer technique, or with the help of a preliminary print. For me, one of the most special things about porcelain is that because the components are fired at 1300 degrees Celsius, the porcelain body is practically indestructible. And the same goes for the painted decoration, once it has been fired onto the glaze. That, for me, is the fascination of porcelain, this precious material, once known as white gold. If a young person shows an interest in becoming a porcelain painter, then I recommend that they take plenty of time to learn about the history of art and about painting in particular, and that they bring as much patience with them as they can. Because crafts like this one really do call for great patience. That's the first thing I tell the younger colleagues at Augarten, that they need to be patient and that they need to love the craft. For me, Augarten has always been a family, and this is something you notice, especially when you meet former colleagues who have retired. The first question they ask are, how is so-and-so, and how is he doing, or how is she getting on? That never changes. And when you go into the manufactory, or rather the showrooms at the front, and you think, Mozart performed here, or Beethoven and Johann Strauss went through these doors and played their music here, well, for me, that is just a great feeling.
das ist ein irre schönes Gefühl für mich.